Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has told his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi that China must never again violate US airspace, a reference to the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down off North Carolina earlier this month. The two men met on the sidelines of a security conference in Munich. Earlier, Mr. Wang condemned Washington's response to the balloon.
Unfortunately, the US did not pay attention to the facts that we gave them, and they instead used fighter planes, modern combat aircraft, to shoot down a balloon with missiles. I would say that this is an absurd and hysterical reaction and absolutely an abuse of force.
The US State Department said Mr. Blinken repeated President Biden's assertion that Washington wasn't looking for a new Cold War. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, says Russia must be defeated in its war with Ukraine, but he also warned that Moscow should not be crushed. He told French media he was convinced the conflict would not be settled militarily. Here's James Landale.
This is the classic French position. They support Ukraine, they are giving lots of weapons to Ukraine. They say now is not the time for dialogue with Russia. But Macron argues that Russia is geographically part of Europe. At some point, when this conflict reaches a settlement, Europe is going to have some kind of relationship with Russia. It is not one that resonates with lots of other European leaders here. They think all the focus should be on maintaining the alliance in support of Ukraine. Talk and ideas and thinking about Russia in the future, that is for the future.
The family of the former US President Jimmy Carter says he's decided to spend his remaining time at home after a series of short stays in hospital. The Carter Center said he would receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. Here's David Willis.
Mr. Carter, who is 98, has suffered a series of medical issues in recent years. He underwent hip surgery, for example, 3 years ago. He also suffered a melanoma that spread to his liver and his brain. But that said, he's lived longer already after leaving the White House than any former president. By the time he left office, just 34% of Americans actually approved of the work he was doing. But over time, his reputation improved considerably. And among the reasons for that was his body of humanitarian work.
Syrian state media says Israel has carried out an air raid on the capital, Damascus. The Britain-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the strike killed 15 people, including civilians. It said targets close to an Iranian cultural centre were hit. An Israeli military spokesperson declined to comment. Israel frequently attacks targets in Syria linked to Iran and Hezbollah militants. World News from the BBC. Kim Jo-jung, the powerful sister of North Korea's leader, has warned of a strong and overwhelming response to any hostile acts against her country. Her comments come after Pyongyang said it test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. State media said the test demonstrated Pyongyang's efforts to build nuclear counterattack capabilities against what it said were military threats by the United States and South Korea. South Africa's state-owned power firm has cut off electricity supplies until 5 in the morning local time as the energy crisis escalates. Eskom says shorter blackouts will then be brought in. President Cyril Ramaphosa declared a state of disaster last week. Erratic power supplies have hit the economy, which is expected to grow by just 1% this year. The Tunisian president, Kais Saied, has ordered the expulsion of the head of the European Trade Confederation after she attended an anti-government protest in Tunisia organised by the powerful UGTT union. Mr. Saied asked Esther Lynch to leave Tunisia within 24 hours. At a meeting of the opposition National Salvation Front, the group's head, Ahmed Najib Shebi, said the union protests were part of growing national opposition to Mr. Saied's government.
Today, Saturday, trade union demonstrations were held in 9 governorates. This is part of the national resistance, for which there are 1,000 accounts, in addition to the activity carried out by the parties and led by the National Salvation Front. The crisis is worsening, and the grip is tightening on the authorities at home and abroad.
Britain says very good progress has been made towards a long-awaited deal with the EU on post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held talks with the European Commission President in Munich. BBC News.